Kansas State University is reevaluating the risk of transmission, establishment, and spread of Japanese encephalitis virus into the United States. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
In response to an outbreak of Japanese encephalitis virus in Australia in early 2022, Kansas State University, on behalf of the Swine Health Information Center, is reassessing the risk of introduction and establishment of the virus in the U.S. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg notes the initial risk assessment for JEV was done in 2018.
That initial risk assessment said that the risk of introduction of JEV into the U.S. is high. The risk of establishment into the U.S. is negligible. So it's likely from that first look, they concluded that the risk of JEV coming into the country was high, but it probably wouldn't be established and wouldn't stay here. And the reason they concluded that is that they assumed that our pigs don't have contact with mosquitoes. The most likely way of introduction of JEV into North America is through mosquitoes. It's not unlike a West Nile virus that was introduced into North America in 1999. It came in on an airplane that had mosquitoes on it. And they concluded that the likelihood of that happening with JEV coming to Australia was very high. But it wasn't going to be established because those mosquitoes don't have access to pigs. And we pointed out after we learned of the outbreak in Australia and reviewing their risk assessment, that their risk assessment needed to be updated and needed to be enhanced or improved because mosquitoes have access to pigs. And we've got to make sure that we are looking with a practical eye about all of the risks of this virus becoming established.
Dr. Sundberg says as the reassessment proceeds, updates will be provided for preparedness and prevention to protect the U.S. swine herd from JEV. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.